This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com. AVSFAM.com.
If you thought that everything at AvSpam costs money, you're wrong. There's a whole bunch of free content there that you should totally go check out. Desktops, social media skins, a coloring book, activity books, crosswords, a lot of really cool stuff that if you're into hockey and you're into the Avalanche, you should be checking out because it's 100% free and it's 100% awesome. You know, when it comes to trades, I miss the old days when trades were commonplace and they came in blockbuster deals and late round swaps and you could make a full day out of watching TSN actually report something while pretending to do work. These days, the salary cap and the ginormous contracts, and honestly, we just don't see much happening on trade day. You're more likely to see the big moves in the offseason when teams have their players peeling off the cap hit and when GMs have their eyes on a very certain prospect. So really, I mean honestly, tell me, what is a GM to do? Their hands are tied and they're working with the business equivalent of a left-wing lock. There's not an excitement around trades anymore. There's no real motivation to make a big trade by March 1st if you aren't 100% sure that that last piece that you're trading for is the difference between winning or not winning the Stanley Cup. So let's take it a step further and just consider what the last week in NHL news has been with trade deadline approaching. We've got Claude Julien, who is now the coach once again of the Montreal Canadiens, and there is a little bit of kind of scandalous vibe to that, but nothing that dramatic really. He was the coach, he wasn't, now he is again, big deal. And then we've got Nyquist, who is going to get some suspensions for hacking somebody in the face. It was Spurgeon, by the way, he probably had it coming, but still, you can't do that. Even to the people you hate, you can't hit him in the face with a hockey stick, especially not on purpose and especially not the way that he did. While both of those things are indeed big news, we should be talking a lot more about trades right now, and the best that we have is that a lot of people seem to think that Iggy might go to the LA Kings so long as the Avalanche still pay like half of his salary. Now I know there's a lot of speculation about Landeskog and Duchesne, and who knows, by the time that I get this thing posted, maybe one of them got traded, but I don't want them to get traded, and I have a hunch they're not going to get traded right away. I think Sakic is really asking for a lot, and he's going to stand his ground. If he doesn't get it, then he's not going to trade them right away. My opinion is that they shouldn't trade them right away. Listen, we all know that we're a shit team right now, so why get rid of our best players who have the best contracts on the entire team? I think that Duchesne could be talked to if your worry is that he is now pissed off because he's been trade rumored so much. I think that he could be talking and say, look, we believe in you still. We want you to play good hockey. We're going to surround you with better players. We got prospects coming up, and we're going to see if we can't make this team awesome once again. And if you still love us after the two-year contract and we've made our promise to you come true, then you stick around and let's go win some damn cups. Duchesne would totally buy that, and we can absolutely do that. We have Big Z, who's coming along really well, better than a lot of people thought he would, which is really cleaning up our defensive core. We've got Eric Johnson coming back, who's also going to be a big addition to the defensive core. Maybe Barry gets his shit together. Maybe we start playing some good hockey, and maybe we get rid of somebody like Beauchemin and bring in some other people who want to play hockey, who want to back check, who want to get in there and make a difference instead of just kind of skate around and collect money. But I digress. The point of this is that trade deadline sucks, a lot like all-star games suck at this point. The NHL has found a way to suck the awesome out of just about everything in hockey outside of the actual game itself, and I'm a little bit worried about that, to tell you the truth. And so with so much suck surrounding a Colorado Avalanche fan right now, what the hell are we supposed to do? Well, my answer is to make a bucket list, and we're going to knock one of them off today. Get ready. You know, actually, we have knocked more things off the bucket list already than we've put on the list. So if you have something that you think should be on that list, let us know. Maybe we think it's awesome, maybe we don't, but talk to us. So at number 2 on the bucket list is to give a locker room speech. And the caveat is that if I can't get in the Avalanche dressing room to give it to the Avs themselves, to record it and post it, which I'm doing right now. So behold, number 2 on the bucket list, the rah-rah speech, AKA the locker room speech. Listen, I don't have to tell you how bad we are right now. That's clear. I don't have to tell you that we're in last place and trending down even further. You know this. But what I can tell you is that we're failing out of fear. We're failing because we're afraid of failure. In this league, you don't drop the mitts with another guy unless you're willing to get your face punched off. You don't go into the corner with a giant of a man unless you think you can win that battle. And you don't play the game unless you know you can win. We don't know we can win. We've been told by every analyst and every beat writer that we're the worst team in the league and we're following suit. We're told that we have unmet potential and we're living up to that claim every single night. Why? Why can't we be better than they say we are? Why can't we be strong when they think we're weak? Why can't we be the exception to the popular opinion? We might lose just as much as we're losing right now, but losing is different when you get beat. We're not getting beat, we're beating ourselves. And that's what our problem is. We know what to do, but we don't execute. We show up late to the battles on the boards. We buy into the hype that we can't play a full 60 minutes, and we don't. We think we're going to lose, and we do. We think we're going to make mistakes, and we will. We think we're going to fail, and we fail. As long as we think like that, we're nothing. As long as we believe what they say, they're 100% right. We will fail, if that's what we expect ourselves to do. Losing honorably means being bested by a better opponent that night, but beating yourself has no honor in it at all. If you buckle at the side of fear, it will eat you alive. Are you gonna just sit here and watch the jaws of fear tear you apart? Hell no. Fight to be better. If you get beat, then say thank you for teaching you one more way to be better, and then never be beat that same way again. If you get hit, return that hit twice as hard. If you get punched, punch back. You're either surviving or thriving or dying. The second you stop giving your all, it's all downhill from there. Do you want to live the rest of your life knowing that you could have been better, but you just didn't have the balls to do it? It'll eat you up every single day until you die. Sometimes you just have to survive long enough to thrive. Then you have to rise above just to surviving. We've survived long enough. Now it's time to thrive. Don't just live up to your potential, exceed your potential. Every last one of you is a better player when the guy playing next to you plays his very best. Be that guy. Make the guys around you better by playing your best game. There are no all-stars on this team. There are no heroes. We are one unit. We are a force to be reckoned with when we play together. Together, we can prove the doubters wrong. We've already lost the numbers game this year. There's no playoffs for us. There's no championship hopes. There's hardly anyone in the stands at our game. So what do we play for now? Your jobs next year? Don't bother. Your paychecks? You don't deserve the money if you're playing for the paycheck. When you're laying in bed, trying to sleep, and you have to answer the question in your own head, honestly, will you be able to say that you gave it your all? Will you know in your heart that all of that failure was for a reason? Can you fail forward and be better for it? Which version of you is going to show up next season? The same make and model? Or are you already redesigning yourself to be better? Are you going to make the same mistakes next year? Winning next season doesn't start next season. It starts now. So be a winner. Be a winner right here, right now. Show up every single night. Be the hero of your own real life movie. You are what you think you are. Do you think you're a winner? Have that talk with yourself when you get home tonight. And if your answer is I'm a winner, then show up tomorrow and prove it. Don't be afraid to fail. But even more importantly, don't be afraid to win. Winners win. And from this day forward, that's what we are. Winners. Come on, you know you've always wanted to do a locker room speech. Get the guys fired up, help them win a game or two, or 82. And it's not like they're ever going to hear it, but I did it. It's now knocked off of my bucket list. And if you'd like to see what that bucket list looks like and what else has been knocked off, go to coloradohockey.com. Open the menu on the right of the brand new, shiny, fancy, excellent website. And just look for the page that says Colorado Hockey Bucket List. If you like this podcast, you should totally tell your friends about it. Speak kindly of us to as many people as you possibly can. And then go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey and click subscribe. Or you could go to coloradohockey.com, click on the button that says get it on iTunes, and it would still be in your pocket ready for you the very second that you would like to listen to it. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam. A lot of really awesome stuff that you should be checking out. We told you about all the free stuff up front, and you know about all the shirts and the stickers and the hoodies and the hats and all the awesomeness that you can get. The best hockey shirts you can find for the price, and the only ones you can find that are specific to the Colorado Avalanche and aren't logo wear. This is fan wear. It's awesome wear. It's for you. Stay awesome.